All right, everyone, welcome to another episode of Heal Thyself. Thank you for your time, your attention, your awareness, the shareability of whatever resonates with you that you send to a loved one. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. What an amazing week of shows we have today. In today's Knowledge Bomb segment, this is a piggyback of the story that I put up of me doing a detox of my home. I cleansed my home. I got rid of 90% almost of the things that I own, and I can't tell you how good it feels. I'm going to go into the science of clutter and the science of decluttering and the science of why we are messy, and also teaching you what are the easiest ways to start decluttering your home. Because I promise you, if it's been on your mind, that is your subconscious saying, please help me. We need to make some changes. And I'm going to show you how to do it. And on Thursday, we have an amazing episode with my co-founder at SwellScore, Gary Binko. He exposes and really shows you what's going on under that rock that we call the supplement industry, especially online, how to find supplements, what to look for. We talk a lot about the dirty secrets in the beauty industry. If you wear makeup or anyone you love wears makeup, they got to listen to this episode. It's really important to follow and to understand how you can become a more informed, empowered consumer. And we talk about farming, USDA organic labels, how to get the most out of your food. I think you're really going to love this episode. I was so excited recording it and ready to bring it to you. So before we go into this knowledge bomb, this is a shout out to all people who want to become holistic somatic healers. We're doing our coaching program on www.elm.health. If any of you, you don't have to be a doctor, you don't have to be a physician's assistant, you can be whatever you want to be. If it's important to you and you know you identify yourself as a healer and you can open the space for people's healing and you've always wanted to step into this, do this program. It's one of the most powerful programs that can be ever created. And I mean that. And I put so much heart into it. And we led so many people already through it. And there's rave reviews. We're going to put them up. It's incredible. We're empowering people to understand how to heal. It's not just physical. It's not just mental. It's not just somatic. It's all of it. And we're setting the foundation and teaching you all. I wanted to put a little shout out to that. So without further ado, let's get to this knowledge bomb segment on clutter. Maybe you're disorganized. Maybe you live with a roommate or a lover who's messy, and it's affecting you deeper than you think. I'm going to take you from this state of contraction, that stress that you feel, into a state of empowerment. Now, some of you may want to send this to a messy person in your life. Okay, so you had that hectic day at work, right? And you walk in and you binge stress already from the day, and you come to a messy home. Your physiology is affected, but I'm going to show you why and how. The theory of environmental stressors posits that clutter acts as a chronic stressor every single day. It's sort of like a little drop in a bucket. But unlike acute stressors that elicit a direct and temporary physiological response, chronic stressors like clutter coming home to a cluttery house continuously affects the individual, leading to a sustained increase in your cortisol levels over and over and over. Remember, it's a drop in the bucket, but it's going to start affecting you over the years. The sustained stress response can actually weaken your immune system over time, which is going to cause more inflammation in your body, which is going to predispose you to different infections and chronic diseases. But we see that. It's not just a theory that a messy, cluttery place is going to affect your cortisol. We see studies finding that cluttered environments can lead to elevated cortisol levels. And a study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology found that women who perceive their living spaces as cluttered had higher levels of cortisol than those who describe their living spaces as restful and restorative, as you think, right? We are products of the environment. We are so deeply connected to our environment. Our environment will affect us even if we don't even think it. So chronic high levels of cortisol can lead to various health issues. We know that from just chronic anxiety, over a long-term depression, especially if it's causing inflammation in the body, digestive issues, heart disease, sleep problems, weight gain 100%, memory and concentration impairment. But it's also going to impact your autonomic nervous system. The nervous system, or the part of the nervous system responsible for regulating those involuntary body functions like heartbeat and breathing, that can be all affected by your clutter. A cluttered environment can actually trigger fight or flight, right? It's like your body is seeing a common threat every single day without even paying attention to it, because we don't put that much value or emphasis on how much this can affect our health. But our nervous system is constantly scanning our environment. And if it's cluttered, it can actually increase our heart rate, blood pressure, breathing rate, because our body's preparing for that threat. But over time, this chronic activation of stress can lead to issues like heart disease, gut issues, autoimmune disease, chronic health disease like cancer long term. So we have to think about, wow, is our environment actually making me sick? It's not just what's in your environment. It's actually the visual cues that you're getting from it. It's going to affect your cognition, reducing your attention and cognitive performance. We know that clutter can overwhelm the brain's visual cortex because it's competing for attention and reducing our ability to focus. We have a sensory overload that is impairing our cognitive performance. It's making it harder just overall to process information, make decisions, just complete your tasks in an efficient manner. There's a study in the Journal of Neuroscience, and researchers found that clutter can significantly affect visual attention, actually making it more difficult to focus on specific tasks. So if you're working at home, number one, to have an efficient work, you got to make sure you remove the clutter. Your space has to be feng shuied out so you feel the energy flowing and you feel good and safe in your home. And the cognitive load theory suggests that when our cognitive resources are stretched thin by unnecessary stimuli like clutter, our mental capacity becomes more and more reduced. It suggests that actually our working memory has a limited capacity. And when too much information, too much stimuli is presented at once, it's going to lead to cognitive overload. The overload is not just mentally taxing. It actually triggers physiological stress responses in the body, as I was talking about with the cortisol. And research indicates that cognitive overload can reduce the efficiency in the prefrontal cortex. These are high-level functions, decision-making, attention, and the inhibition of inappropriate behaviors. From clutter in your home, yeah, over time, it can actually affect your brain. So this reduction can lead to increased feelings of anxiety. And as our prefrontal cortex is overwhelmed, it can lead to things like anxiety and stress. It's manifesting psychologically as increases in heart rate, as I said before, and blood pressure, right? We're in that sympathetic mode over and over. That's going to affect our brain over time. And it's going to get your mental health. A study in Current Psychology Journal examined how clutter affects individuals' perception of home and life satisfaction, finding that clutter can actually negatively impact one's sense of home, leading to procrastination and decreased life satisfaction. And the study underscores the cognitive burden of clutter, highlighting the impact of daily functioning and overall happiness. If you're not happy, if you feel heavy, if you feel burdened, if you feel like you're procrastinating, you really have to think about, whoa, wait a minute, does it have to do with the clutter in my home? Because we don't think about that. What doctor is telling you is your home cluttered? But it's going to affect your physiology, your psychology, and just your overall mental, emotional state. It's going to affect your sleep. Actually, a cluttered bedroom can affect sleep quality by increasing cognitive arousal and stress. Difficulty in falling asleep or staying asleep or experiencing restful sleep can be linked to visual and physical discomfort or clutter. There's a study in Sleep Health Journal that found people with cluttered bedrooms had higher rates of sleep disturbances. The mechanism here is both involved in psychological effects of clutter, just like the anxiety or stress that we get, how many of us can sleep well with anxiety and stress, and the physical presence of clutter, which is actually reducing that comfort and functionality of the sleeping place. You, again, this is where Feng Shui was saying it for many years. We need energy to flow to even have a deep, restful sleep. Poor sleep quality is linked to a range of health issues, including, you know that, weakened immune system, heart disease, brain impairment throughout the day and long term, but also things like obesity and diabetes. So what about decluttering? What happens, right? How do we feel? Decluttering is actually the process of removing any unnecessary items from the environment, as you may think, but it actually has a myriad of scientific benefits, and it goes from psychological to physiological and into the cognitive domains. From neuroscience perspective, we think about brain and the brain's reward system. When you engage in decluttering, why does it feel so good? It's actively stimulating the brain's reward pathways, particularly it's something called the mesolimbic dopamine pathway, which is involved in the process of rewards and pleasure. That's why it feels so good when we're starting to just move things out, making more space. Achieving a decluttered space can actually trigger the release of dopamine. So we have that reward. We're actually motivated to do more of it. That's not by mistake. It's our body talking to us. It's contributing to feelings of happiness and satisfaction. The neurological response can create positive reinforcement for decluttering. It's actually encouraging a cycle of organization and cleanliness. That's not by mistake. Our nervous system wants more of that. So we're getting those signals by our body. Hey, keep doing this in the form of that dopamine release. Stress is a common factor that affects everyone in today's fast-paced world, leading to various issues. What if the answer to a better stress response isn't a key nutrient? I'm talking about magnesium. Actually, I'm talking specifically about Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. This is a one-of-a-kind product that is designed to reverse low levels of magnesium, which can be causing a multitude of health problems. What sets Magnesium Breakthrough apart is its ability to support healthy levels of stress hormones like cortisol, a better balanced stress response in your nervous and your hormonal systems, and a healthy production of GABA, a relaxing neurotransmitter, which ultimately leads to a state of more peace and a better flow state. This means the supplement acts like a brake on your body's nervous system, helping to calm and soothe, promoting a better quality of life. But you got to get the right kinds of magnesium. Truth is, most magnesium supplements you'll find in health food stores only use two of the cheapest synthetic forms. And since they're not full spectrum, they won't help your magnesium deficiency or do much to support your health. There are actually seven major forms of magnesium. Key ones, I only recommend Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. It's the only organic full spectrum magnesium supplement that includes seven unique forms of magnesium for stress, resilience, and better sleep, all in one bottle. Go to www.bioptimizers.com and use the code DRG10 to get 10% off of any order. That's bioptimizers.com/DRG with the code DRG10 for 10% off of any order. Thank you. Spring is in full swing, and many of us are embracing the spirit of renewal by decluttering and refreshing our living spaces. And as we prioritize cleaning a healthier environment, don't overlook where you sleep. So let's talk about Birch mattresses. For starters, they're GOTS and GreenGuard Gold certified. This means they're free of those polyurethane-based foams and harsh chemicals that can lurk in your traditional mattresses, making them a safe and eco-friendly choice for your home. That ain't all. Birch mattresses feature natural wool, making them hypoallergenic and resistant to mildew. So if you're looking to eliminate allergens and create a healthier sleeping environment, Birch has got you covered. I've had mine for over 3 years, and let me tell you, it's been a complete game changer. It's got comfort, it's got support, it's like sleeping on a cloud, and knowing that I'm sleeping on a mattress that's good for me and the planet, well, that's just icing on the cake. If you're in the market for a new mattress, Birch offers a 100-night sleep trial, allowing you to experience the difference for yourself risk-free, plus a 25-year warranty, a flexible payment, and financing options. Birch is committed to ensuring you get the best night's sleep for years to come. Right now, Birch is offering 20% off site-wide, plus two free EcoRest pillows with your mattress purchase. Head over birchliving.com/heal thyself and take advantage of this limited time offer. That is birchliving.com. A study published in the Journal of Environmental Psychology actually explored the psychological home environment and its relationship with your overall well-being. And we know the research highlights how when you declutter and organize your space, it can lead to improved mental health outcomes by creating an environment that actually reflects one's identity rather than an environment that is stressful. You're creating restoration in your life. It's reducing that sensory overload that I was talking about. Now you're giving your brain space to act properly, right? It's optimally functioning in memory, attention. You have more resiliency to stress just by decluttering your home. And by decluttering, individuals can actually reduce that sensory input. And now our brain is working better. Those resources, right? We only have X amount of resources. Now those resources are working like they used to. Really? From our environment? Yes, of course. We are so sensitive to our environments, all of us, even if we don't even think so. There's something called the biophilia hypothesis. And this hypothesis suggests that humans possess an innate tendency to seek connections with nature. I talk about this in my course many times. When we declutter, we can enhance the quality of one's living environment, making it easier to incorporate elements of nature into the space, which have been shown to reduce stress, improve mood, and enhance cognitive function. There's also a somatic component. There's something called the somatic marker hypothesis. This theory posits that emotional processes guide behaviors and decision-making. Of course, that's what I talk about all the time, right? Repressed emotions will guide the way that your life is. But a cluttered environment can actually evoke negative somatic markers, bodily-based emotional reactions that influence decision-making in a way that may actually increase more and more stress and anxiety. By decluttering, you're creating an environment that's more harmonious, so you can foster more positive body markers, right? Leading to improved overall emotional well-being. Essentially, we have an emotional connection to our environment. And when we have a cluttered environment, it's causing more stress and anxiety. It's causing more emotional issues, emotional disruptions. So I want you to think about your environment being a reflection of the spaciousness in your own body. Do you have spaciousness in your body, or do you hold on to a lot? Oftentimes that's reflected in the environment. When I go to people's homes, I look at their homes and I go, okay, well, is there space? Is there openness? Is it clean? Right? Because I can actually tune into people's mind states in many ways by doing that. Or is everything a mess? Because everything's a mess and you can't even step into the house and nothing's in place and there's clutter everywhere. It's probably indicative of what's going on internally for the person too. But one thing we don't really focus on is that actually clutter in the house can trap dust and pet dander and mold spores and other allergens that just affect your overall indoor air quality. That's going to lead to respiratory issues. So when you declutter, you're actually making more space for air to flow, right? We don't think about that, but that's really important. Decluttering is going to help impact our executive function, right? The cognitive process of working memory. We now are more flexible in our thinking. We have better self-control. Remember, we were talking about impulsivity when our prefrontal cortex is out of whack, right? So when we reduce clutter, we have better ability to plan, organize, and just achieve overall goals. The attachment theory and material possessions theory, that's something that actually comes up when there's decluttering. It's focused on the bonds between people, but also can actually apply in bonds between an individual and their possessions. This is probably the biggest barrier to getting rid of clutter. Excessive attachment to materials can lead to clutter, and the process of decluttering requires a true evaluation, a true looking at what's my attachment and making a conscious decision about what truly adds value to someone's life, or it's just an anchor. We really have to start thinking about these things in our home. Does this thing add value? Have I used this? And can I get rid of it, right? And if there's a component of emotion to it or connection or attachment, then do a ceremony. Take some real time and do a ceremony and say goodbye to those things that don't serve you. Why are people so messy? Man, that's a good question. I wonder every single day. Because look, I'm in the middle. Sometimes if I get overwhelmed, some things can be out of place, but I always make sure that I organize my stuff. I try to do it, especially before I go to sleep. But people tend to be messy from a psychological standpoint. There's emotional attachment, sentimentality behind objects, as we talked about, right? We don't want to let go. There's the attachment. Sometimes it's just procrastination and overwhelm. These are things that are linked to anxiety that someone may be going through, overwhelm just overall in someone's life. Again, remember talking about the environment being reflective of internal. Sometimes there's decision-making fatigue. Sometimes cluttering is just a lot. And knowing how much you have to declutter is exhausting. I'm going to talk a little bit about that later, but it can cause fatigue leading to what? Avoidance behavior. So now you just let that thing build up. Other people are living as perfectionists. So if they can't do the perfect declutter, they're not going to do it, right? Does that resonate with some of you? Sometimes there's different executive functional challenges, right? Like you just can't finish tasks, or you have something like ADHD where it's really hard to execute on things or follow through. Sometimes, a lot of you don't think about this, sometimes just being messy is an act of rebellion. Maybe there's something internal where every time you were told to clean your room by mom or dad, now you're internally rebelling against society and you're not bringing cleanliness to your home. And some people, there's a theory actually behind creativity and chaos. Some people actually are stimulated by disorganization. Some people actually are inspired by a chaotic lifestyle and it's better for their flow of ideas. I would say more people are not, but just a thought and see if that resonates with you. And some people, they just have something called environmental blindness. Means that they just don't recognize a mess when something's out of the ordinary or needing of attention. Sometimes they're just focused on other things. But really, it's about looking and taking a moment to look at yourself, be compassionate. Why am I creating messes? Why can't I be organized? Is it something that you want? If it's something that serves you, disorganization, then keep doing it. But look at yourself for a moment and take a good, it might take weeks, it might take months. But if you have an intention, I want you to just find safety in this. If you have an intention, things start flowing already. So already, if you want to do something and stay with it, it'll be achieved. So how do you declutter? You want to set clear goals, define the vision, know what you want to do. What does your space look like? What are you looking to do? Even visualize the end. Start small. Make those goals achievable. Maybe it's room by room, corner of the room by corner of the room. Create a sorting system, right? Do you need boxes for, you know, your blue clothes, your red clothes, your white clothes? Do you color coordinate? Does your garage need to be really coordinated into, instead of four boxes, five boxes, six boxes? But really, really start just envisioning what needs to be sorted out. There's something called a 1 minute rule. And if you're deciding on something and it's more than a minute, then you really have to look at if you need that, right? Because the way that I go through my closet usually is I grab it, and I'll first feel into it and I'll go, is this something that reflects me? Yes or no? If I'm in the middle, then I go, is this something that I wore in the last 6 months? Yes or no? And usually those two questions are more than enough for me. And tackle one area at a time, right? Do one zone, create zones. And don't get overwhelmed because you'll have a system. Don't think that you're going to clean or declutter your whole place in a week. It might take months. But remember, intentionality goes a long way. Use categories. You may need categories, right? From books to papers to clothes. Instead of room by room, you know, if you read the book by Marie Kondo, it talks about categories, right? Instead of doing everything at once, you can break things down to make things more manageable. And to go back to the criteria, for me, the way that I go through clothes, create your own criteria. What is the rule? Maybe it's a one-year rule for you. But I really want you to feel into, use your feeling, your sense of feeling, remove this logic this time and connect. If you're having a problem, you know you need to declutter, you have to make some cuts. And there, you might have had really loved this one because it was sentimental. Maybe your XXX gave this to you, but it was a really nice moment they gave it to you. Do you look at it or is it just in a drawer, right? This is something to think about because if it doesn't serve you, let it go. Remember, things carry energy. And if it represents your XXX, let it go if it doesn't serve you or you don't want that energetic attachment. There's a lot of things I had to throw away recently, which were meaningful to me, right? They were meaningful to me, things that I've had for a long time. And for me, it was more important to create spaciousness in my life versus hold on to things that would have meaning, but they just have sentimental meaning. I don't really even look at them or use them. So find out what your rule is and start with the place that needs the most amount of clutter breakdown, right? Go start with the place that you know when you step in there, it's causing a lot of tension in your body. It's causing a lot of disruption in your body. It's dysregulating you. It's going to be really helpful when you start doing that, but you can get storage containers, you can get boxes. Just create a system and stop thinking that it's going to happen overnight, because for most people it won't. But be gracious with yourself. Give yourself time. Give your family time. But I promise you, when you declutter and let go, the energy behind it is just so amazing. And you deserve it. You deserve to be focused in your place and safe in your place and feeling creativity flowing and your cortisol down and your brain functioning at a high level. You deserve it. So check it out. Do it. Let me know how it goes. I would love to hear your stories over time. Thank you so much for listening to this Knowledge Bomb on decluttering. I really hope it helped.